Back on Downtown here on a Wednesday afternoon, it's time for Sports Lit 101. Bruce Pratt here in the house with us to talk about a very interesting book that you've teased a little bit over the last couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it.
Yeah, this is a book by a fellow named David Florig, who lives down in the southern part of the state. He was a lawyer for many years and did a lot of good work with nonprofits, but he's a curling guy. And I learned a lot about things, especially why it's called the Roaring Game, which is interesting.
I don't know the answer to that.
I did not know that. And if you'd have told me, I would have thought it was because of the way they roar when they, you know, sweep. But no, the ice is not smooth.
Oh.
The ice in a curling rink gets smooth, and then it's what they call pebbled by spraying it with light drops of water so that you get the sound of the stone and so that you can make the stone curl in different ways. I know so much about curling right now. It's ridiculous. So that's why you hear when they curl that rubble sound. But anyway, this is a really interesting book. And the curling part of it, obviously, is not only really well researched, but David is a curler himself. And the people who blurb the book are all famous curlers. But I do like a quote from Confucius that he has on here. Confucius once said, "Before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves." And then he follows up with, "Confucius was wrong." Now, this is not a mystery in the sense that we think of an Agatha Christie mystery or whodunit. We learn whodone the bad things. But the way he weaves 18th century Scotland and present day Belfast, and trust me, everything about Belfast is absolutely accurate down to the quarter mile. Because one of them I checked the other day. I thought, is it really that far? Yeah, he's right. But so what happens is the protagonist is a fellow who at age 50 loses the love of his life to cancer. And shortly afterwards loses his dog.
Ugh.
Things are not good. And one of the things he does is he takes up curling. Not because he wants to be great at curling, but it's a very social sport. He also is really, really, really into his Scottish genealogy, of his wife's Scottish genealogy. He wants to learn more about her family. And he uncovers something which I cannot possibly say in advance. But I need to tell you about the island that is titled in this book. It's you would look at it and think it was Ailsacraig, but it would be Ailsacraig, Ailsacraig. And it's a very famous island in Scotland. It's in the Firth of Clyde, where the Clyde River comes out into the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. And it is the one place in the world where there is the bluestone granite, which makes the best curling stones. And there are other stones that other granite on the island curling stones can be made from. And it was at one time an active full-time quarry. It is now owned by a private company. It's a bird sanctuary. And you can only, I think it's 2 weeks a year, they're allowed to get more stone for curling stones. Curling stones can last a very long time if they're made properly. The game began on Scottish lakes, and so sometimes people died curling. And there was no real organized stone. They didn't originally have handles on them. And it was considered a very manly game. It was encouraged as a great way for Scotsman to spend a winter's afternoon. By the time it arrives in North America, which it came over with Scottish immigrants, first to Canada and then to the U.S., it had become refined in that it had rules. And a lot of people think of it as shuffleboard on ice. It's a little more complicated than that. You know, if you only watch it every once in a while during the Olympics, you might not get into it. But I've over the years become more and more interested in the whole game. But in this case, the man's life starts to get better as he is involved in curling. And he meets a lot of good people. And then he meets a woman who he over time becomes somewhat infatuated with. And her name is Sky Brody, and she's from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And what you learn in this is that what we would think of as a curling tournament is called a bonspiel, which we know from the Black Bonspiel of Willie McCrimmon, one of my favorite books we've ever talked about. And they all over the East Coast, the Northeast and Eastern Canada, people travel every week to these Bonspiels. And this team from Halifax is very good, and they travel to a lot of them. And our heroes team from Belfast is not very good. They're pretty much neophytes, most of them, but they have a good time. And the great thing is the winner has to buy the drinks. So if you lose, that's okay. You get all these great beers and they're on the house. And there's a sense that it's very competitive, but it's not the uber competitive way it is when you get to the international national level. And David must have this down right, because as I said, the people that blurb the book include Eve Muirhead, 2022 Olympic gold medalist, Nina Roth, two-time Olympian for Team USA, and Jamie Sinclair, three times United States national champion. So these people who read the book understand, know the game of curling. Now, what happens is the magical way this links up to the 1800s is completely plausible, but it would sound absurd if I explained it, so I'm not going to. But suffice it to say that our friend, while learning about the island of Ailsa Craig, also learns about the murder of a distant relative of his wife's. That will soon intersect with something in contemporary Belfast. Mm. And it's really, really a fascinating read. If you live in Maine, you will have no trouble getting the Maine part of it. And if you've ever been to Scotland, I got to tell you, he's got that nailed down too. I've been, I don't know, Scotland maybe three or four times, something like that, a country I love. And those stony islands are really interesting. Somebody said to me, how do you describe the Hebrides? I said, it'd be like if you took Sugarloaf from the Bigelow Range and stuck them on the water.
Wow.
That kind of relief in places is staggering. That whole island isn't like that, but there are places like that. And it's, when we talk about the rockbound coast of Maine, well, the rockbound coast of Scotland, why? Because they used to all be together. So when the continents broke apart, much of the Maritimes and Maine's rockiness is the same thing you see in Slieve League in Ireland, and you see in the Hebrides and the Outer Islands. What I like about this book is that you suddenly find yourself rooting for things you might not otherwise root for, and it's really good. And especially because David is, as I mentioned, a lawyer by trade. This is the kind of book that a lawyer could write, because a lawyer can see things about the way justice unfolds that maybe the rest of us don't. I can remember sending a story of mine once to my best and oldest buddy, Barry Ward, who's a lawyer down in Connecticut. And he goes, Bruce, this is a very good story, but there's no way the guy gets 6 years for that. He says, he's got no priors. I said, no, he's got no priors. There's a chance at restitution. He said, nah, he might get two and a half. I said, well, how do I do something that aggravates this so that he gets that much time in jail? And he gave me that information, right? And I've ran the same thing by my daughter-in-law, and she said the same thing with, no, nobody will get that much time for that, Bruce. So the legal aspects of this are also in his bailiwick. So he's writing about two things that he really knows. I am now definitely, they open up again in the fall, going to go down and get a curling lesson so I can understand the feeling of it. You know, I didn't know that they were two different shoes, one for pushing off and one for sliding. I had no idea that it looks like you just let go of it when you see it on TV. But apparently, no, it takes a lot more than that to get it there. That's all in the legs. I mean, it's the kind of thing that's the next jock appeals to me. How do I do this? How do I make this happen? And, of course, anything on ice attracts me a lot. But anyway, it's called The Stones of Ailsa, which means Elizabeth Island, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, but it's A-I-L-S-A. And the interesting thing, this island was a refuge for Scottish Catholics escaping the genocide of the Clearances. Hmm. And it's halfway between Scotland and Ireland. So it has a long history that's changed over time. Now it's just birds and 2 months a year of mining.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool.
That sounds great. Excellent. Next week on Sports Lit, we'll be talking with the author of Speed Capital, right?
Yeah, we sure will. Brian M. Ingracia. It's just a really cool book. I mean, I'm just loving the fact I'm getting all kinds of books about things I know nothing about or people I knew nothing about, and learning some. We're going to have a book middle end of next month, called Shadow Boxing, story of a guy who may have been the best bantam and featherweight of all time, who no one's heard of, by the name of George Dixon, who won hundreds of fights and was a black man who beat white fighters in Louisiana in the 1890s. A fascinating story. And Peter Lafoley, I think he says Lafoley, Lafoley, I'm not sure. The author will join us sometime after that. He's a guy who teaches at the high school level in Halifax, nice. Nova Scotia, and has written a number of good books. We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and we got a new book from our friend Tim Wendell as well.
Yeah, Rebel Falls. It's set during the Civil War. We've got the uncorrected advanced reading copy, so we'll have it before it drops.
Nice.
And we'll talk to him at some point in the near future, too.
Very cool. Thanks, Bruce.
My pleasure, sir.
20 minutes to go before the top of the hour. Just got an email from our friend Julia Duffy from Newhart. And she'll be on with us next week. I watched the first episode of the new series, Palm Royale, on Apple Plus. Oh, my God. If you got Apple Plus, you have got to check it out. Cast is amazing. Allison Janney, Kristen Wiig, Laura Dern, Carol Burnett, Julia Duffy, Ricky Martin. It's fantastic. Set in 1969, and you know right from the moment you see the first scene of it, and it's terrific.
Anything that has Allison Janney and Laura Dern has my attention immediately.
Yeah.
My favorite actresses.
It's great. From what I've seen so far, Apple Plus dropped the first three episodes yesterday. More coming next week. So Julia Duffy on with us next week to talk about Palm Royale here on Downtown. 20 before the top of the hour. When we come back, Bruce talks with Maine hockey coach Ben Barr on Downtown.
Hi, this is Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. You're listening to Rich Kimball on Downtown. Enjoy the best radio. You say that you